A major battle is underway in the newspaper business. The Tribune Company is trying to deflect an angry attack from one of its biggest shareholders, the Chandler family. Here's some background. The Chandlers sold their newspapers to Tribune in 2000. It was an $8 billion deal that was supposed to unlock untold fortunes. Tribune now owns 11 major daily newspapers, including the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and Newsday, as well as 26 television stations and the Chicago Cubs baseball team. NPR's David Folkenflik reports on the growing conflict at the company.
Here was the idea. Advertisers were supposed to flood Tribune with money to reach consumers in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and South Florida who are reading the company's papers and watching its stations. Here's how one major investor describes the result 6 years later.
The strategy of having nationwide ownership of newspapers in many different cities has yet to produce a lot of strategic value.
That's Charles Bobrinskoy. He helps control about 5% of shares in Tribune as the vice chairman of Ariel Capital Management, an investment firm. And he's one of the most prominent defenders of Tribune Management and its board.
These are some of the strongest business leaders in the country, and we've got a lot of confidence that they're going to do the right thing to create shareholder value.
But the Chandler family doesn't share that confidence. Why does that matter? The Chandler family trusts hold 12% of Tribune shares, and the value of Tribune stock has plummeted nearly 40% since it bought the family's newspapers. This week, representatives of the family charged Tribune's top leaders had failed, and they said Tribune had damaged the quality of the newspapers at its core by continually cutting newsroom budgets. The Chandlers are calling for Tribune to sell off its television properties or other assets, or to sell the entire company. Newspaper analyst John Morton says other investors in Tribune may soon agree.
This kind of thing, it's like a virus. Once it gets in there, it becomes very difficult for the company's management to stamp it out. I mean, you step on it one place and it pops up somewhere else.
That's what happened last year, more or less, at the Knight Ridder newspaper company. A major investor forced Knight Ridder to put itself up for sale when years of deep cost-cutting didn't lead to higher stock values. Yet Morton says the industry may be healthier than it looks.
These aren't huge automobile manufacturers that are losing $1 billion a quarter. All of the companies remain, by most industry standards, immensely profitable.
Tribune's aware of the anxieties. CEO Dennis Fitzsimon says Tribune will buy back up to one quarter of the company's stock, which would raise the value of the rest of the shares. Some problems Tribune faces affect the whole industry, such as declining circulation and the migration of advertising revenue to competing internet sites. But Tribune inherited others from the Chandlers. Tribune has been hit hard by circulation scandals at Newsday and a $1 billion tax judgment for a questionable financial transaction involving the Chandlers themselves. Rem Ryder is editor of the American Journalism Review.
For the Chandlers to roll a grenade in like this with this really frontal assault and talk about putting the company up for sale comes with kind of ill grace, it seems to me, particularly when the Chandler family cashed out quite nicely when they sold their empire to Tribune.
Tribune officials say its entire board, save the Chandler representatives, has agreed on its strategy. And some investors, such as Charlie Bobrinskoy of Ariel Capital, see opportunity where others see risk.
The market's been unbelievably negative on the outlook for newspapers, and frankly, we think excessively negative.
Bobrinskoy says the Tribune board should be trusted to make the hard choices that lie ahead. But as he describes those choices, they sound a lot like those laid out by the Chandlers. For example, Bobrinskoy says the company could sell the Chicago Cubs, which he values at $500 to $600 million, or its stake in the Food Network on cable TV, or spin off the television stations into a separate enterprise, or even just sell the whole company to someone else. David Folkenflik, NPR News.